Healing with crystals is an ancient practice. Yet did you know that the essence of gemstones can be used in homeopathy? Spiritual awakening, self-awareness, and intuition are some of the gifts that gemstone remedies can bring to your life. Homeopath, teacher, and author Giovanna Franklin will show you a different perspective on the healing properties of these magical gemstones. Join us in Gemstones and Crystals in Homeopathy and discover the power of gemstone remedies.
Hi, welcome to Gemstones and Crystals in Homeopathy. I'm your host, Giovanna Franklin, and today we're going to talk about red jasper, because we have done a proving. I don't know if you remember, I mentioned perhaps a couple of shows ago that I was going to make a remedy from Scottish red jasper, which is this one here, beautiful deep red color. And then I was going to organize a group proving to find out what this remedy can do. So I did that. For those who don't know, who have not followed previous shows, a proving is the testing of a new homeopathic remedy that is done in a group, and it's done individually, everybody taking the same remedy like you would test a pharmaceutical drug. And then taking notes on the effects and the reaction, the individual reactions. And then at the end of the proving, which is typically 1 week long, we all come together and we share and compare each individual's reactions on all levels, on the physical level, on the mental, emotional level, sometimes on the spiritual level, depending on the provers themselves. I am really, really lucky because this time again, I had amazing, very intuitive provers who had really profound experiences with this remedy. So the way that I made a remedy from this stone is by immersion, which means I put the stone into a glass bowl with distilled water. I covered it with a glass lid. I left it exposed to the sunlight and the moonlight for 48 hours. And then I took the water, mixed it with 20% of alcohol as a preservative, and I took it to my local homeopathic pharmacy, who made it into a 30C potency. Okay, and this is what we did. This is what we took during the proving. So the proving was, as I mentioned, 1 week long. I always ask the provers to feel free to take the remedy as often as they feel guided. Sometimes you feel a connection with a certain remedy, or you feel like a craving even for a certain remedy. And I let everybody free. I leave everybody free to take the remedy in different dosage, in different modalities, as dry pellets or dissolved in water, as long as everything the provers do is recorded, is noted, so that at the end we can present the results. So after 7 days, we came together, and I'm going to tell you some of the findings that we had. So first of all, what is red jasper? This is a silica microcrystalline rock. So the main component of this is still silica. However, as you can see, it's very red, it's deep red. It has about 25% of iron, which gives the color. And it's important to know because it explains some of the reactions. Now, as provers, we did not know what red jasper is made of. This is also Scottish red jasper. Now, what's the difference between Scottish red jasper or any kind of red jasper, because it's quite a widespread rock? Very often the provenance, the origin of a stone will give a different slant on the provings, on the remedy picture. This we can see this more clearly in those gemstones that come from countries where there is a lot of conflict, typically very precious stones like diamonds, like rubies and sapphires, come from countries where there is a lot of fighting, there are constant wars, there is a lot of dramatic stuff going on. And this comes through during the proving and in the symptoms that are listed in the Materia Medica, because there are themes of, for example, bloodshed or killing or nightmares or PTSD. So these are related to the rock, the place where the gemstones were formed. In this case, this red jasper comes from Scotland. The origin, the way that red jasper is formed, it's of volcanic origin. And this is also useful to know, and it explains some of the symptoms. Other than that, it's usually found on plough fields in Scotland, by farmers. It doesn't live very deep down underground, and so it is usually found during farming activity, or it is found near the sea on the Scottish islands. In Victorian times, red jasper was very popular as a rock to use in jewelry. And in crystal healing in general, red jasper is the stone of courage that gives you strength. It is related to blood circulation and issues of that nature. But now let's see what happens when we take red jasper in 30C potency. And I have to explain that 30C potency is not a particularly high potency, which means that perhaps in higher potency, which makes the remedy stronger, we might have more enhanced results. So the potency also plays a part in the effects of the remedy. So the first thing that we all agreed on was that with this remedy, everybody felt very calm, and the word serenity was used by all the provers in all the individual provings. So I'm talking about the mental emotional symptoms. So there was this calm of serenity and calm, like everything's going to be fine, whatever happens around you. One of the provers, like I mentioned, all the provers are, except for me, I'm not particularly psychic or not as intuitive as other people can be, but the provers that were in my group were incredibly blessed with very high intuitive power. They can meditate on the remedy even before taking it. One of the provers talked to the remedy. I know it may sound strange, but she is incredibly intuitive, and she asked the remedy directly what what it can do. And what she got as an answer was that this this is a remedy that is that has a lot of healing properties for skin and blood. And it turns out that it is actually the case, but one thing at a time. So this calm sense of laissez-faire attitude, everything is fine. And at the same time, it gave a kind of strength, inner strength. So the theme of boundaries. Two of the provers had a situation where they had to stand up for themselves, let's say, not in a very dramatic way, but in such a way that normally, usually, they would not have been able to, and they felt they were strong enough. They felt empowered enough, calmly, and the situation they were in was resolved. Sometimes issues bigger than they are, because we perceive the problem as bigger than it is. We get scared, and therefore our boundaries can get invaded, can get encroached. We let other people walk all over us, so to speak, because we don't feel strong enough to perhaps say no, or we take so much and then we just burst out and it comes out, everything comes out in anger and it escalates a situation. Whereas if we feel empowered, if we feel that we are doing the right thing, it is our right to stand our ground, because that's the way it is. There is no need for any confrontation. We're just stating what it is. We're just saying how things are. And we often find that if we portray, if we project this sense of self-assurance and certainty, the other person, the other party also accepts it without fighting. And so everything, you know, all well, that all's well that ends well, let's say. So this was something that was felt by at least two of the provers. So firm boundaries, sense of calm, but there was also a polarity there. There was also a sense of sudden outbursts of anger that was not caused by anything in particular. And so we see here the polarity. Every remedy has a polarity. Everything in this dimension that we're in and this planet has a polarity, because we are in a 3D situation. And so we're seeing the polarity of this remedy. So it will make you calm. It will make you feel calm. If you are perhaps jittery or fearful, but it can also, as a the opposite, it can also give you the opposite effect if you don't need this remedy. So when we prove a remedy, we see the polarity, we see the full spectrum of the healing properties of a remedy. There was a sense of expansion of intuition, and a sense of duality. So this is what I was talking about. You can also talk about duality as well as polarity. So there was this these two faces of the coin. So the calm, the serenity, the everything is fine. I don't need to fight about this one. And then on the other side, this kind of sudden irritability or feeling prickly about something that normally would not trigger any irritability. On the physical level, like I said, one of the provers had this download that this is a remedy that has to do with the root chakra, and that makes sense because of the color. It's a deep red that can really make you feel grounded, and it has this affinity with blood circulation. It's interesting that we all experienced internal heat in our body, particularly in the face. On the second day that I took the remedy myself, I thought I was coming down with the flu, because what happens to me when I come down with the flu or the cold, immediately I get really red in the face and I have a fever and it's pretty high. And so one evening I suddenly felt this redness in my face, this flush in my face, and I felt really, really hot and almost dizzy. So I thought, uh-oh, I'm going to come down with the flu. This is not a good time. I was going to go on holiday for a week, but I went to bed and the next morning I had absolutely nothing. I was fine. And I was not really sure whether this was a remedy reaction, but when we did the debriefing after the week proving and we exchanged our experiences, the other provers had the same or very similar experiences. And so, yeah, this is definitely a remedy that has to do with blood circulation. So the effect is very similar to belladonna. And that's also why I thought I was coming down with the flu, because typically when I have a fever, I take belladonna, and belladonna is the remedy of blood, rush of blood to the face. Your face turns red. You have sudden high fever. It's a very, very good remedy for that, for high fever. Also for irritability, for extreme anger outbursts, for example, the typical, again, the rush of blood to the face when somebody is really, really angry and you see them, they get really, really red in the face with the eyes, you know, coming, popping out of the head. That's a belladonna state. Okay, so... So this is similar, I would say, in that respect. We also experienced increased energy, physical energy. And one of the provers also, who is in perimenopause, experienced menstrual cycle while on the remedy after many months. And while experiencing her period, usually she would have been quite tired and sluggish, but in this case, on the remedy, she was incredibly energized. She was doing a lot of work around the house, and she was quite surprised at her at herself. There was also desire for red meat. One of the provers especially had this symptom. And so this is, I would say, this is where the iron element comes in. So ferrum fos. Ferrum phosphoricum is a remedy that that we use, for example, to help with anemia in homeopathy. And there is this desire for red meat, for example. There was also a desire to eat less sugary things, sweet things in general. That happened to me as well, which is amazing because I am a sugar addict. But during the week that I was taking the remedy, I really did not enjoy sugary or sweet things at all. So that was a plus. And there was also skin dryness. So skin and blood definitely a feature of this remedy. In terms of more meditation and spiritual effects, some provers had the same kind of dreams in the sense that the theme was very similar. So they had dreams about family separations, parents separated from children. They were quite unpleasant dreams, actually. And there was this sense of this remedy coming from the sea. It like the spirit of the remedy is part from the sea and part from fire. And it is interesting to note that all the Scottish islands were formed from volcanic eruptions billions of years ago. And so there is this duality again, there is this duality or polarity between water and fire. And there is also this quality of tidal wave in the way that the emotions work on this remedy, that one of the provers described as tidal waves, like the waves going, you know, backwards and forwards. So this I would say is a good remedy for blood circulation, for possibly cases of anemia, cases of similar to, like I said, belladonna cases, if you are feeling stressed out, irritable, if you need to let go, I would say that this is a good remedy to explore. We have not explored any higher potencies than this. Perhaps next time we can try and have a 1M prepared. And for those who don't know, potencies are what makes the remedy more or less strong. And the way that it works in homeopathy is completely counterintuitive, because the more you dilute a remedy, the stronger it gets, which doesn't make sense given what we're used to. However, the reason is that there isn't just dilution involved in preparing a remedy. There is also the dynamizing the remedy, the mixing, and the succussion. So what happens is that you take the remedy, in this case you take the immersion, you dilute it with a dry substance like lactose or a liquid substance like water and alcohol, but then you have to dynamize it before you go further, and you dynamize and you dilute it further. So a 30C is a ratio of one substance to 99 of lactose. And that's what the C is. C is the Roman numeral for 100. And then you dynamize it and you repeat this operation 30 times. If you want to go higher, you can repeat the process for 200 times, and then you have the 200C, which is a stronger version of the same remedy. And then when you get to the M potencies, they are the 1000, because M is the Roman numeral for 1000, and that's when you do a ratio of 1 to 999, and that's your 1M, and so on. So you can go as high as you want, and different potencies do different things. So the 30C is the kind of middle low potency that most people will tolerate easily without aggravation, which is also why I always start with 30C when we're doing approving. A 200 is something a bit stronger that you still use for physical symptoms. When you go to the M potencies, you start going into the more emotional realm. And so that means that if a case has predominantly emotional issues rather than physical issues, the M potency is what you start thinking about rather than starting low. The potency, judging the right potency, is a tricky, it can be tricky. It really depends on the case. Some people are really sensitive, and even a 30C can be too much for them. So that's something that we need to take into account. But typically, a 30C is good on average for everybody. So in terms of dosing, sometimes I get asked, can a child, what kind of potency can a child take? And actually, the way that it works with in homeopathy is that children typically are stronger than adults. Their vital force is new. It has had less time on this planet, less opportunity to get weakened, beaten down by toxins and bad diets and so on. And so it will react more strongly. And so sometimes even babies require a higher potency because they react very quickly. Their vital force is very strong, unless there is something chronic, unless there is something more serious going on. But if you notice, babies, they can get sick really quickly. And you know, 1 minute they are playing and laughing and running around, and the next minute they're down with a fever that's, you know, 100, and you panic because it happens suddenly and they have a high fever. But in fact, that's a good thing. That's because their vital force is that strong. So as soon as there is a virus or a bacterium inside, their vital force reacts like that and doesn't mess around, and it gives you a big high fever to kill the virus, to kill the bacteria, and that's what it's for. So that's a good sign, actually, unless the fever goes too high, in which case, of course, that's not a good thing. But in general, that's actually a good thing. And this is why things like Tylenol and Calpol really should not be given, in my opinion. But that's another story. So yes, so these are the this is about potencies. Right now you can find the red jasper in 30C only, and it's only available from Freeman's in Scotland. So if you want to try it, you're welcome to order it or contact me if you want to try and let us know what's going on. This is the last proving that I have done this year. Next year I am planning other things. I have not put anything out yet, but I would like to start doing something about trituration rather than immersion. And I'll tell you what the difference is. So like I said, I made the remedy from this red jasper, piece of red jasper, like from all the other gemstones that I've done this year. And I've done that by immersion, like I said, with the water and the glass bowl and so on. So this is one method. Another method to prepare remedies is by trituration. Trituration means grinding. And typically, if it's plants, roots, flowers, and other sources, it's not too difficult, let's say, to do something with that. However, if it's stones, that's a different matter. Anyway, I'll tell you a bit more about that after the break.
Om Times TV. In my book, Gifts from the Earth, I illustrate the healing properties of 12 gemstone remedies. You will see real case studies from my practice and dive into the wonderful world of gemstone remedies. This is a clear and practical guide on how to use gemstones in homeopathy. Whether you are an experienced practitioner or beginner, you will find this book a fascinating read. Gifts from the Earth is available on Amazon. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, thank you for coming back. So yes, I was talking about the difference between immersion and trituration. So most remedies are made by triturations. And like I said earlier, yes, if it's a plant, if it's roots, if it's flowers or other sources, it's relatively easy to take a pestle and mortar, which is literally how homeopathic remedies were prepared and still are in a way today. But if it's a stone, that's a different matter. So for example, adamas, the only trituration that I know of is that of adamas, which is homeopathic diamond. And Rajan Sankaran did a trituration back in 1970. And I don't know how he did that, but he made the his remedies made from a trituration. Now, what's the difference? Does it work differently? I am not sure, and I would like to find out, but I think it does make a difference. The difference, I would say, comes with the alchemical process of grinding the remedy, whatever it is. So Hahnemann, in his Organon, explains how the remedies are made, how he prepared the remedies. And Hahnemann was a doctor. He was a medical doctor, but he was also an alchemist, which most doctors, or at least some doctors, still were at the time, because we're talking about the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century. And being an alchemist really means that you have a very intimate relationship, intimate knowledge of whatever remedy you are preparing. And in recent times, there has been a revival in certain quarters, in certain schools of homeopathy, a revival of the preparation of homeopathic remedies from scratch. And they have recorded this experience, and the experience of preparing the remedy from scratch by grinding this remedy. And it has to be done, according to Hahnemann, in 3 rounds. And there's a reason for that. This preparation already gives the homeopath a knowledge, an inner knowledge of the remedy, of the substance. And you start to, and homeopaths found that they started to feel the effects, the reactions, just from handling, from grinding the remedy, as if they had been taking the remedy. So this is a real alchemical process that I find fascinating. And so I would like to explore that and go further and perhaps experiment with different rounds of trituration. So this is what trituration is. It's this grinding. It's done in 3 rounds. Now, like I said, Hahnemann was an alchemist. He knew about numerology. And so the numbers and the number of repetitions of things are linked to numerology, spiritual matter. So the number 3 is an important number for lots of reasons. There are lots of traditions. There's a lot of spiritual meanings from the number 3. One of the meanings for Hahnemann, at least, is that 3 is the stage. So the numbers of repetitions of these grindings or triturations correspond to the levels, the stages of humanity. And we are at number 3, which is the stage of polarity. Like I mentioned earlier, we are in this 3D. Everybody, if you listen to astrologers or spiritual mediums or psychics, they're all talking about how in this life we are finding ourselves in this dense third dimension, where everything is heavy, everything is polarized. We live in an existence where we need to judge. We make judgments on everything we do. This is good, this is bad, this is green, this is red. And we make decisions and we judge and we fight because that's the outcome. So it is good. We have to make decisions. And in order to take decisions, we have to make a judgment on a situation. However, we can elevate ourselves. A lot of people these days are talking about reaching the fourth dimension, going higher and expanding our consciousness and this and that. Well, Hahnemann was already talking about that almost 300 years ago. And this would be the fourth round of trituration. And there have already been experiments in this sense in homeopathy, whereby by repeating, by doing the trituration, not 3 times like we're doing now, but 4 times, The effects of the remedy on the provers have been much different, and much better. The results have been much better. So this is what I would like to do. I think perhaps next time I will expand a little bit more, because this is a whole topic, that that can be on its own. And but this is what I would like to do with gemstone remedies, because it has been done a little bit, but only a little bit. So I would like to expand and see if we can go higher as well, and go to the fourth dimension and see what it's like. So that means that all the remedies that we have available at the moment, they are all triturated in three times, in three rounds. And so this is why I would like to do something more, something different next time. This is not the last one of the gemstone series. I also have sky marble that I would like to do at some point. I also wanted to show you another stone that I picked up just a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you can see the color properly. It's green. It's kind of lime green, and this is Highland marble. It's green, and there's a beautiful legend attached to it. Scottish fishermen used to take this stone with them going fishing. It's a stone of protection, and it's also the stone that can guide you to your true purpose. So this would be another one to try. But like I say, we're getting to the end of the year. We're kind of winding down with the provings, and so red jasper is the last proving of the year. So this is everything I have for today. I hope it was interesting. I hope it was not too technical, but I will come back to the topic of trituration another time and do it justice. So in the meantime, if you want to contact me, my email is info@homeopathyheal.co.uk. And have a beautiful weekend, and see you next time.
This show is not intended to diagnose, prevent, or treat any diseases or illnesses. The information presented within cannot substitute the advice of your physician or other trained healthcare professionals. The content of this show is for educational purposes only and is the expressed opinion of the show host and guests.